Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Would you agree you can't cry pretty?
Oh, no. Full on ugly crier. Oh, yeah.
Carrie Underwood on K-Frog. And she did that on the ACM Sunday night. Everybody was looking at her face. Mm-hmm. Last fall, she had the nasty fall in her home, broke her wrist, and she revealed afterwards she had 40 stitches in her face and has been very guarded about showing her face.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we all saw it on Sunday, we thought, what's the deal? I don't really see anything wrong.
I didn't think there was anything. It was like, oh yeah, you could tell she didn't have a major scar or anything like that. Yesterday she did an interview and she talked about her fall and was specifically asked, where did you fall on your face? Because same thing, they were like, we don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she pointed to her mouth. She said, it was all around my mouth. That's kind of where the impact was. She said she was going down the stairs at her home. She had her dogs and she missed a step. And that's when she fell. She braced herself. She broke her wrist. So listening to her talk about it, I came up with a little bit of a conspiracy theory. I think I know what happens.
Right.
Okay, so let me lay this out for you guys, okay? Really, the only noticeable difference, and I think we've all agreed on this, her lips are bigger.
Yep.
You can see that clearly. If you go back in pictures and look now, definitely her lips are bigger. I think that is a result of her fall. So remember the first picture, right after the accident, she took the picture with a chick from Below Deck.
Yeah.
Out at the yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she talked about that and she said that her friend actually took the picture and she told her friend it has to be in low lighting and I need you to be far away. So in that picture, you really can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go back to all of the other pictures on Instagram since the fall.
Yep.
None of them show her mouth, specifically her teeth. She has the one where she's covered with a scarf. She has the X over her face. Even the promo picture for the new song, you can see her mouth, but it's slightly opened. You can't see her teeth. So here's where my theory comes in.
Okay.
I think she, when she fell, she busted her lip, like specifically her teeth into her lip. And that's where the stitches came from. Because if you think about it, that would be pretty nasty. You would require stitches and probably a lot of them.
And some dental work too, I would think.
Yeah. So I was watching the ACMs. I missed the performance. So I went back on YouTube to try and find it because I was like, well, let me see if they show her mouth. If you go on YouTube, there are no videos of her performance.
What?
No. Nope. You can't see any of them. You can see all the other performance. None of Carrie.
Wait a minute. They pulled her performance, but everybody else's performance is available.
You can see other performances.
Oh.
No. Yes. Oh, it gets better. It gets better.
There's your smoking gun.
There is one video, and it's some dude sitting in his living room recording his TV of the performance. So I watched that because I was like, let's see. I think that she was lip syncing. Because if you watch it, granted, it was, you know, a video of the video.
Yeah.
But I think when she busted her teeth into her lips, she might have had to have some dental work done, like you said. And if you do that, that's going to affect the way you talk, and specifically the way you sing. So I think when she was talking about how this is so horrific and everything, this could have been disastrous to her career if she can't sing. So that is a little bit of my theory of why she was so dramatic about it, because a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
You look fine.
Yeah.
I think for her, this was a scary time.
Yeah.
If this all happened, I mean, this could have been career ending for her.
Huh.
And when I listened to the interview, there are a few words that I'm like, okay, you didn't say that as clearly as you normally would.
Yeah.
But it could be it's all in my head now too. So.
Interesting. Well, I think with that, we've covered the grab and go gossip today too.
Brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at inlandbreastandbody.com.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting theory you've got there. You may be right. And I'm sure as time goes on, we'll find out more.
Yeah.
She'll be more comfortable to talk about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.